Thank you all for coming tonight.
The panel included law enforcement officers, school administrators, and Dr. Jonathan Bernkrant, discussing Dr. Amir Levine's National Institute of Health-sponsored research into the developing adolescent brain.
Here with us today, Dr. Amir Levine.
The premise is that as the brain develops, especially the portions that affect emotions and motivation, marijuana can permanently change a person's cognitive functions. Moderator Dr. Jonathan Bernkrant sees the effects firsthand through his work with adolescent patients in the Valley.
In my practice, I unfortunately get to see a lot of these things that the research is bearing out, the issues around anxiety, issues around memory, difficulties in school, motivation. That's a big issue as well.
Dr. Kathy Klug is the college counselor for Aspen High School. She says bringing Levine to talk was a great chance to provide information to students, parents, and educators to combat the plethora of promotional advertising coming from the pot industry.
Remember, the industry is a multi-million, perhaps billion-dollar industry. If you look at our newspapers, there's 6 ads for pot shops. And, you know, they're promoting this sort of green leaf, environmentally organic friendly image. Kids are going, how bad could it be? It's organic. You know, yo, dude, you know, don't give me too much science.
Aspen High School Principal Theron Mulberry says well-being and fitness are such a strong part of the community that most students make healthy choices. But the issue gets complicated because the drug is marketed like it's any other wellness product.
This idea that it's literally a health food was without research, you know, to some extent. And I think all of us should have a healthy skepticism when we approach anything that makes that claim, whether it's marijuana or any supplement.
Not only is there plenty of advertising encouraging marijuana use, in Colorado there's the additional message that adults basically said pot is okay when they voted for legalization. But Bernkrant says legalization has led to plants being bred specifically for potency, and the THC levels kids experience today are not their parents' pot.
A lot of the adults today have experimented when they were younger, and now they have kids, and though they feel more like marijuana in general is more accepted. However, there's a big difference. They're making strains now that are 18% to 30% THC, where our parents were using around 3% to 7%.
There is also a difference between medical-grade marijuana and recreational pot. While the drug can be prescribed to alleviate anxiety and depression in adults, Dr. Levine's research shows that high levels of THC in teen brains can cause those exact symptoms. Anecdotally, students at Aspen High have seen this happen.
Yeah, I know someone who's like smokes a lot, and he used to be an awesome snowboarder, and now he quit AVSE and stuff because he just has no motivation. It's really sad.
Once the developing neurocells are killed by THC, they don't grow back. A student who attended the panel discussion says she had previously been unaware about the parts of the brain that pot can permanently affect, but that information doesn't necessarily translate into a change of behavior.
It'll keep me from doing it as much, like, as
I think they have this big conspiracy theory that if they talk to us about it every day of our lives, like, it's going to change something, and it's not. Like, I'll tell you straight up, like,
kind of annoying.
It's not going to change. It just kind of is like, we don't even listen.
Principal Mulberry stresses that they are not trying to tell adults what to do, or even necessarily influence their students' behavior. But it's important to make sure teenagers who choose to use have a well-rounded supply of information.
I do think it'll give them the pause to maybe consider some other alternatives when they're put in that situation. We want to make sure that the kids delay those choices, whether it's alcohol, marijuana, or any sort of substance, until they're an adult.
A link to the full presentation, Marijuana and the Adolescent Brain, is available online, aspenpublicradio.org. Allison Bechtesh, Aspen Public Radio News.